Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm joined today by Scott Moore, director of the River Rat Paddle Challenge. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you for having me, Corey.
Thanks for being here today, and let's talk a little bit about this. I've heard of this before, the Ouachita River Rat Paddle Challenge. Tell me what's going on.
Yes, we're having a paddle this Saturday. It commences at 10 o'clock. It'll be it's for the benefit of Horse Assisted Therapy Services. We will begin at the boat dock near the old Joe Bob's, which is right off of White's Ferry Road on Bayou Darbonne, and we will end at Trapp's Restaurant. We're hoping that people will come out to Trapp's Restaurant and welcome the paddlers in.
Okay, so let me ask this. What kind of craft do I want to try to paddle from Joe Bob's all the way to Trapp's? What like a canoe? We're talking kayaks? What are we looking for?
Anything with a paddle. But for efficiency, I would say a kayak, stand-up board, a canoe. But last year, actually, some people showed up in a John boat, but had to be towed in. I think they gave up.
Yeah, that's a long way in a John boat.
Yes.
Let's talk about that. How far a course is that to get from out at Joe Bob's down to the other side of the railroad bridge there?
6.5 miles. It should take your paddlers, an average paddler that doesn't paddle much, probably about 2.5 hours, two to 2.5 hours. We will have some very fast paddlers, very elite paddlers that we're giving awards for. Anybody can do it, the course, in less than an hour. So we will have probably 5 paddlers that will be able to do it in less than an hour.
I live on the river, so I know the answer to this, maybe, but I'm going to ask you because you're like a real paddler, and I just kind of put my kayak in the water every now and then. If I put my kayak in and I don't really paddle, how long would it take me just to float from that part of the world down to Trapp's Restaurant?
Right now, the river's at 21.5. It could probably take you 10 hours.
Okay. So
you're getting about a half mile an hour current in the river right now.
So no real current at all in the river. Okay. No. So so much for the floating then. So you're going to have to do some paddling. Let's talk about the paddle challenge. It benefits a local nonprofit that we'll talk about in a second. But in order to benefit that, there is an entrance fee to get into the paddle challenge.
Yes, it's a $50 entry fee with a $5 insurance fee that we required with the American Canoe Association. If you're a member of the American Canoe Association, you don't have to pay the $5, but most people are not. So $55.
So $55, and that will some of that benefits the horse-assisted therapy services, or we'll talk about them in a second. Let's see, what else do we need to know? This is Saturday, Saturday morning. All right, logistically, how do you do this? Because if I tried to put my kayak in, I'd have to, I don't know, how do I do that? I drive out there, drop it off, and then I put my car at the end?
Right. We're providing shuttle from Trapp's Restaurant, so you would need to get down to Trapp's Restaurant by 8:30 in the morning, get on the bus, and go back to Joe Bob's boat ramp. But got to mention one thing. If you want to register, registration closes at 12 o'clock midnight Friday, and you go to our Facebook page, River Rat Paddle Challenge 2017, it'll direct you to the registration.
All right, so I have to load up the kayak, take it to Joe Bob's. You've got a guy there who's going to watch the kayaks,
right,
which is you.
Yes.
So you're trustworthy. So you'll watch the kayaks, then you take your car down to Trapp's, and then you've got a shuttle that takes you back. And then your day begins.
Yeah, and so when you finish the race at Trapp's, you have your car there to pick up your kayak, yeah.
Okay, so...
And we will be providing food to all participants at Trapp's. That's part of your fee.
Okay, so paddle down, start your day early, eat a big breakfast, paddle down, then have some lunch, some food at Trapp's, and hang out with a good group of folks, I imagine.
Yes, yes. And even if you're not paddling, please come down and welcome the paddlers in.
River Rat Paddle Challenge, this is the second time you did it. How many folks last year do you think you had?
We had 59 last year, which was very pleasing for our first event, and now we're up to 67. We anticipate 75 to 80 paddlers this year.
Well, that sounds pretty cool. I know the fast folks are in a hurry. They want to win. The slow folks, what are they doing on the river? Is they're just kind of leisurely paddling their way?
They're having lots of fun, and we intentionally do not label this as a race. We call it a challenge. There will be people racing, but mostly it's a family event, enjoying it with your family and friends.
Benefit is for HATS, the Horse Assisted Therapy program. Tell me what does HATS do, and how did you get involved, and how do you tie into HATS?
7 or 8 years ago, I met with Leslie Vowles and Don Newell about forming a nonprofit. HATS, it's the acronym, Horse Assisted Therapy Services, is a nonprofit. We provide rehabilitation to challenged young adults. It's a very rewarding experience to see smiles on the faces of the children and the parents, and that's what makes this job very easy for me to have this race, just trying to help these people out, the kids and the families, and it's very rewarding.
So some of those folks get the opportunity maybe to ride a little bit. Some of them just come out and look at the horses and pet them and...
Well, they're using horses for therapy for the children, and they gives them. I'm not involved in the process. Leslie Vowles and Don Newell are, but it's actually a national program throughout the country. They're using horses for therapy for children.
Well, that seems like a worthwhile cause and a worthy mission. This race, the second annual Ouachita River Rat Challenge, not a race, it's a challenge, so you can go slow, begins when and where?
10 o'clock, paddles in the water at Joe Bob's, the boat ramp near Joe Bob's, and paddlers will start coming in at 11 o'clock, the faster ones at Traps. Others will come in two and a half hours later.
To find out more about the race and to register before the Friday night at midnight deadline,
go to our Facebook page, which will direct you to WebScore, but it's River Rat Paddle Challenge 2017. We have many directions on how to find the registration.
That's Scott Moore with the River Rat Challenge. You can find out more about this at our website, kedm.org.
In today's economic climate, there is only one sure bet. The world is changing, and at lightning speed. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As the day's events unfold, join us for the very latest, later on Marketplace, from American Public Media.
Join us this afternoon at 5:30 here on 90.3 KEDM Monroe, listener-supported public radio.
Next time on The People's Pharmacy, we'll bring you up to date on the health stories behind the headlines.
New research suggests that spending time with friends and family promotes health.
Our lines are open for your questions about drugs, dietary supplements, and home remedies.
Tune in for the health news that matters to you on the next People's Pharmacy.
The People's Pharmacy brings you the latest health and nutrition news Saturday morning at 6 and again Sunday afternoon at 3 on KEDM Monroe.